Residents on Lord Howe Island are being warned to brace for a long night as ex-tropical cyclone Suessi makes its way towards them. The storm system is expected to bring destructive winds, dangerous seas and lots of rain as it tracks towards the island off the coast of New South Wales. Senior meteorologist from the Weather Bureau, Neil Fraser, is here to give us the latest. Neil, thank you so much for your time. How far away from the island is this storm system at the moment?
Yes, a short time ago, 5 p.m, it was about 360 kilometres north-northeast of the island, and it has slowed in the last couple of hours to about 28 k's an hour from heading towards the south-southwest. So it's still on track to go very close to Lord Howe in the early hours of Friday. At this stage, best estimate is probably around about 4 a.m. plus or minus a couple of hours. So it could reach there if it starts to speed up again before 2, but it's more likely 4, say between 3 and 5 anyway.
Okay. So between 3 and 5 a.m. Do we know what the strength of the wind will be when the storm hits?
Yes, well, it looks almost, we're currently getting easterly winds. They're reaching gale force at times, so mean winds of about 55 to 65 k's an hour, with gusts getting close to 90 at times. That's just going to increase later this evening in the early hours of tomorrow. So it's more likely to see destructive winds with wind gusts exceeding 125 kilometres per hour. So much stronger than they're getting now. And the heavy rain, there's not much rain there at the moment, but the heavy rain will begin as that cyclone or ex-cyclone gets closer. And it'll continue until the eye passes. So the rain will ease off. Still be some showers around, but the heaviest rain will be ahead of and just as it passes through the island. The surf is also going to get quite large, exceeding the 5 metre threshold we use for damaging surf, causing beach erosion and so forth. And it's most likely the waves will be about the order of 5 to 7 metres, with some getting up to 10 metres. So quite horrendous seas as well.
How about rainfall? Is it expected that the island will get a lot?
Depends how close it gets, but they should get something close to 100 millimetres, if not more. But because it's moving fairly quickly, it won't dump a huge amount of rainfall over the island. But certainly we're expecting at least 100 millimetres as it goes through.
It's now an ex-tropical cyclone. Does that mean some of the danger to people and their homes on the island has passed, or isn't it as bad as first thought?
Not really. Tropical cyclones are warm cord, and this has turned into a cold cord system. But effectively, it's similar to a Category 2 tropical cyclone. So the effects on the ground for people on the island won't be too different from a tropical cyclone further north in the tropics.
So what's the advice for people on the island in these next 10 to 12 hours? I mean, as they, of course, get between that danger zone 3 to 5 a.m.
Yes, well, recommended action, stay out of the water, of course, and seek shelter. Stay above the water level. If you're close to the shoreline, don't stay there because the waves will be coming in. And just heed the advice of the police and emergency services.
What impact has it had on the east coast as it's been tracking towards Lord Howe?
All it's going to do, it's not really going to affect that coast apart from bringing in some hazardous surf conditions. So tonight we expect them to reach the far north of our state, of New South Wales and southeast Queensland. And then tomorrow it spreads right down to the far south coast. So we'll see some increasing waves, so hazardous surf conditions. But it won't reach the damaging level we had with the system we had last week. So it won't be damaging surf, but it'll certainly be hazardous surf.
Thank you so much for your time, Neil.
Okay, thank you.
Neil Fraser from the Bureau of Meteorology there.